Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's time for the segment that taught Adam Levine how to send weird flirty text messages.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Damn, your banging body makes my brain say honka honka.
I believe that that's an actual one.
Wait for that one to get leaked. It's busted, where listeners share the cringy ways they've caught their exes cheating on them. We've got a few listeners ready to tell us how they caught their dumb exes doing their best Adam Levine impressions, starting with Jennifer. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hi. So my new boyfriend of 1 month, he got me into bike riding, which I was not really a bike rider.
Okay, cool.
And we were out one day when all of a sudden this car started honking behind us. And like, we're both in the bike lane, but this car just keeps following us.
Oh, no.
And like laying on the horn, not like beep, 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 but like beep, you know what I mean?
And you're I do know my butt looks good.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't stop. And like, it was aggressive. And I was like, okay, maybe it's somebody with road rage. Maybe I'm just taking it personally and it's not even for us. But it definitely was after like 10 minutes of this.
Okay, who was it? Did you find out?
Yeah. All of a sudden, this woman unrolls her window and throws a banana peel at my boyfriend.
Huh.
Dang.
Oh, road rage and littering.
What is this, Mario Kart?
Then she yells, "I thought bike riding was our thing."
Oh, no.
I know. It got really messy after that because she got out of the car and she tried to fight me.
Oh, dang. You're not the problem.
Why do people do that? Yeah. I don't get it.
Did you hit her with a bike pump?
No, I took the banana peel and I just threw it back at her. It was like stupid. I've never been in a fight before, but
clearly.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend another one if that's your go-to move.
Yeah, I know. But it turns out he had not but two, but three girlfriends all at once.
Oh, and wow. Busy guy.
And bike riding was his like quirky, cute thing to do with all of us.
He's definitely hot and fit. Yeah. He can bike ride like 5 times a day.
Well, let's talk to Dave. Dave, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Yeah. So for a few weeks, you know, my girlfriend, she keeps asking me to like fix things around the apartment.
Oh, God.
You're like, that's why we have a landlord.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Well, right. So I kept putting it off, you know, saying like, you know, I'm going to get back to it. I'll get back to it. And she didn't know. Like, I actually kept a list of like all the things that needed repair. So, you know.
Oh, that's nice. And you guys were living together, right? It was your apartment too?
No. So, we lived separately. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So one Saturday I was like, all right, didn't have much going on. So I figured I'd finally go and do it. So I let myself into her place because actually she was out of town. Well, she told me she was going to be out of town.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I went to like one of the windows that she'd been complaining about, but it was like already fixed. Mm. And then I went to her bedroom, you know, to fix the closet door, and I open it, and there's a guy in there completely naked with a tool belt on.
What?
She already hired someone. Where are you there, bro?
I mean, where's the service that she called to? I'm just curious.
So my girlfriend was behind him and was like telling me that it was my fault that she had to hire someone, and that person ended up being hot.
She was there too.
Okay.
Not my fault. He's naked.
Did you apologize to her for that?
Yeah, you should, bro.
No.
No, we're kidding.
All right, you're lost. We got time for Tanya. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so my girlfriend and I were going to Paris for a vacation. And she wanted to learn French.
Yeah.
So she had these cards with words taped around the house to help her learn.
Smart.
That's cool. So one day, I'm on my laptop, and I'm wondering, what do these words and phrases mean? So I put it in Google Translate, and they were, like, all really flirty, and some were kind of inappropriate.
Yeah, but it's French. That's basically the entire language.
It's so loud over there.
Did you just ask me my name? Wow, how hot.
So I confront her and said, why are you practicing talking about your panties in French?
Whoa.
Wow.
Panties.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd she say?
So she breaks down and she finally tells me after we or talking about it for a while, and she tells me that she's hooking up with her French teacher, Pierre.
Oh,
oh
no.
God. Oh, Pierre.
God. So how was the trip?
Yeah.
It was great. I went by myself.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you knew how to say panties in French, so.
Exactly.
Isn't it just pantaloons? I don't know.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
oh.
Sorry.
Hope you had a great trip anyway.
I did.
Okay.
There you go. Good.
Make sure to hit up our text board at 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating,
yeah,
you could be on the next edition of Busted. Phone taps coming up right after this.